I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. It's been 6 weeks since state officials first discovered high levels of a suspected carcinogen in private water supplies in North Bennington. The search for water contaminated by a chemical known as PFOA has been expanded to former manufacturing sites across the state. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the episode has lawmakers questioning the adequacy of regulations that are supposed to protect Vermonters from toxic substances.
Westminster Representative David Dean is the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources. And here's how he describes the impact of the PFOA discoveries.
I would liken it to a window opening that suddenly people are aware that, whoa, I thought I was protected, and they're finding out that, in fact, they're not.
The opening of that window has seen key committees turn a sudden focus on the state and federal laws that regulate toxic substances.
I think PFOA, we're realizing, could be the tip of the iceberg for more chemicals, for things that have been dumped in landfills in the past.
That's Bennington County Senator Brian Campion, a Democrat who serves on the Senate Committee on Natural Resources. Campion says the first order of business is to make sure that the Agency of Natural Resources has the authority and the means to monitor drinking supplies that might have been contaminated by current or former industrial activity. Campion says lawmakers also need to make sure that the state has the tools needed to hold polluters responsible.
How do we as a state and how do the people of the state recoup costs and really hold polluters responsible for these kinds of things?
Trey Martin is Deputy Secretary of the Agency of Natural Resources. Martin says the state's ability to identify problem locations and to hold perpetrators responsible hinges on access to information. Martin's agency is looking for new ways to extract from companies information related to what chemicals are being used and in what capacity manufacturers are using them.
And we think this is critical because in any time there's a cleanup action, it can be very difficult to find who is the responsible party, who should be at the table helping to pay for the cost of cleanup.
Martin says the evolution of a federal statute is also a critical factor. Congress is in the process of updating the Federal Toxic Substance Control Act. Martin says state officials are working with Vermont's congressional delegation to make sure that states retain their ability to regulate chemicals. Driscoll says it's important that small states like Vermont not get into the business of trying to make determinations about the relative safety of specific chemicals. Driscoll says that job is best left to the federal government, which he says is the only entity that has the resources to undertake that kind of analysis.
There really is no reasonable way for a smaller state to be able to afford to do a good job at that level.
Driscoll says the manufacturing industry is ready to work with state regulators to improve certain protocols. Lauren Hurl is the director of the League of Conservation Voters of Vermont and has worked for years in Montpelier on toxics regulations. Hurl says the state needs to do a better job identifying where contamination might have occurred, and she says it needs ways to make that information available to residents. Hurl says lawmakers have an opportunity to turn the PFOA discoveries into a positive. State officials, industry interests, and environmental advocates will hold meetings over the summer to consider additional actions. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.